Begin the current daf himself, the Sukkah daf Yud Zayin. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah continues on the theme of the previous Mishnah, which was speaking about the idea of when one distances, there's a gap between the walls and the schach. However, here it's not the same as it was talking about in the previous Mishnah, where it began talking about if there's a gap from the where at the end of the Mishnah, where everyone agreed that if there's a gap from the wall and the schach and the height, rather here we're talking about on the top of the Sukkah, where you have the schach going horizontally, there is this gap between the schach and the wall, not the same as we were talking about before, vertically between the wall and the schach. That's where our Mishnah continues on the theme. So the Mishnah begins. If someone distanced the schach from the walls by a distance of three tvachim, then pesula, then the sukkah is going to be pasul. And the reason is because that airspace, that gap of three tvachim, is pasul. It makes the schach, it makes the entire sukkah pasul, even if it's on the side, as we see that there will be a difference in halacha regarding when the schach pasul. However, regarding the psula of airspace, that gap will be no matter where it is in the sukkah, even on the side, if it's three tvachim, it's going to create a gap which will distance the schach from the wall, which obviously makes it possible because you have to have a wall surrounding a sukkah where the sukkah is with the schach. If there's no schach there and it's not connected because you have a gap of more than three tvachim where one cannot say lavud, then that's going to be a schach pasul, hence a sukkah pasul. Now, and Rashi explains that the difference is because by schach pasul, although that our Mishnah will illustrate that there is a difference and will say that the sukkah will be kasher, even if you have schach pasul up till four amas, if it's on the side, but by ear we don't, because by schach pasul we can utilize the halachal mishmasina of doifin akuma, which tells us that we don't view that schach as part of the roof. Actually, we view it as if it's an extension, a bent wall going up until where the kosher schach is. However, but by ear space, you can't say that. You can't say that we view it as if it's a bent wall because it's ear. It's not a material that can be utilized to say it's part of the wall. And that's why it's going to be more chomer, the ear space, where although that it's different than schach pasul, which is four tvachim, and by ear is three tvachim, but more than that, it's going to be even no matter where it is, even on the side, whereby at least schach pasul, you can go up till four amas saying that it's an extension of the wall. By ear, you can't do that because what's it extending what? It's not a material. And hence, even on the side, it'll be pasul with an ear space of a three tvachim. Now, however, the Mishnah continues with three different cases illustrating that by schach pasul, the halacha will be different. That is, bayis shenifches, regarding a house that the roof caved in the inside, in the middle, and which there is a gap from where the kosher schach is to where the walls of the house are on the side. V'sichich al gabav, and then the person went and put schach on that gap, which now like a skylight, it just caved in the middle of the room, and he put now the kosher schach there. However, the roof of the house is separating between the kosher schach and the wall. And the reason is because the roof of the house is not kosher because of what's called psul, it has the invalidation of tasa b'loy mena asoy. Because that roof was not made for the purpose of a kosher sukkah. It's just now that he's putting up the schach in the middle. Hence, even if it would be kosher schach, but that was not made as to be a sukkah, it's only min ha'asoy, which was made for a house, which now indirectly is going to be used for a sukkah. That's separating between the kosher schach and the wall, so therefore it depends. If there is a distance from the walls of the house to the schach, which is in the middle of the roof, a distance of four amas, then besula, then the sukkah is going to be pasul. And the reason is because if it's a distance of four amas or more, then we do not utilize the halachal mesha mesina of doif and akuma. But if it's less than four amas, then it will be kosher. That's halachal mesha mesinai, and that is we view the roof of the house up until where the middle of the roof has the kosher schach, as if it was a wall that's bending towards the kosher schach, and we don't even see over here schach pasul in the sukkah, because it's not schach, it's wall. And the wall could go no matter how far it is, as long as it's up to Dan Amis, we can view it as an extension of the wall, and therefore it's going to be kosher if you have the kosher schach, as if it's touching the walls. However, one can obviously not sleep underneath that part which has the roof of the house, which doesn't have the kosher schach, because you can't sleep under the wall. That would be still schach pasul. You would have to sleep under the kosher schach that's in the middle. A similar case, same thing would apply to a courtyard but the houses are surrounded with porches. Now, the way Rashi explains is that an understanding of how the courtyards would look like in the times of the Gemara is that they would have the houses that would be open up. There would be many houses that would open up into the courtyard, which would be the communal courtyard. Now, this chatzar that we're talking about in the Mishnah is surrounded by houses on three sides, and it opens up from those three sides almost like a ches, or in other words, a square just missing one side, opening up into the courtyard. Now, in front of all the homes, they made like porches. So therefore, you basically have a strip of, you have this ches, so in front of the houses, you have a porch that basically going like a ches in front of the houses. Now, the way it was made was is that they were open porches. They didn't have walls of the porch that were separating between the porches and the courtyard. Rather, it had a roof, and it was an open courtyard. Now, this person went, and he made schach, going from covering basically this entire chatzar, this ches, which he went and made schach over the roof of these porches, going along the entire width of this chatzar. Now, the idea is that these achsadrois, these porch, don't have any walls for it to be walls for the sukkah that's in the ear space of the chatzar itself. The only walls you have, which you have to have walls for the sukkah, which is taking up the entire chatzar, are the walls of the house. Now, however, there's a separation between the walls of the house and the schach of the sukkah, which is the porches themselves, which have roofs, which were not made for the purpose of being used as schach for the sukkah. Therefore, it depends. If the width of the roof of the porches are dalet amos, then it's going to be puzzle, because as we said, that will be, you cannot say doifen akuma if it has a distance of 4 amos. If the porches are less than 4 amos, hence its cover are less than 4 amos, then we're going to say the halachic principle of doifen akuma, and then the sukkah that's in this entire courtyard will be kosher again, the same halacha that we said regarding the bayis shenifchas. Here it's in a different type of case of a chatzar, which you're going from along the entire width of the chatzar by going from one porch from one side of the porch to the other side, going, and then if it's going to be less than dalamas, it's going to be kosher. Dalamas will be possible. And a third similar case is sukkah gedayla. If one has a large sukkah shekifua, where it was surrounded on all sides near the walls, one went and surrounded it bedaver with something that's mekabel tuma, by which then you cannot use it as kosher schach. As we said, the two criteria of kosher schach is it grows from the ground and it's not mekabel tuma. Now, in the middle of this large sukkah was where the kosher schach was placed. So then again, it depends. Im yesh tachtav, if beneath this schach pasul was an area of arba amos, then even the kosher schach, then it's not going to be kosher. As the Mishnah tells us, psul is going to be pasul, because there, we don't have any walls over here. So although we have enough of kosher schach, but since there's a distance of this, whatever you surrounded the sukkah gedolah with was schach pasul, let's say we're using it as support beams, whatever it is, but if it took up an area of 4 amos, then it's going to be pasul. If it's less than that, again, then we'll be able to utilize the principle of doifen akuma, and we'll see that it's part of the wall, and hence, since you have kosher schach in the middle, it's going to be a kosher sukkah. Now, the Gemara asks the question that Kolhani Lamali, why do we need all these cases? We said 3 cases in our Mishnah. Bayit Shenifchas, the house that had that caved in the middle. We had the case of the Chatzar Shimukefes Achsadra, which is surrounded on 3 sides by the houses, which have porches going around them, in front of them, where then you're covering the entire Chatzar. So then we had this roof of the Achsadra, which is getting in the way. And then we had the 3rd case of a Sukkah Gedolah, which you also surrounded with something pasul. Why do we need these 3 cases to illustrate the halacha of Deven Akum if there's less than Dalet Amos, and if there's more than Dalet Amos, it's going to be pasul? Why couldn't we just say one? We'd know from that one case. So not the Gemara says Tzricha. No, we needed to say all 3 cases. Diyash minam bayish nifchas, had we said only the 1st case of the house that caved in the middle? Mishum dahani mechitzis labayis avidim. There we can say the principle of Deven Akuma, because those walls that were extending, so to speak, with that non-kosher roof of the house that's going to be viewed as part of the wall, those walls of the house were actually made for the interior of where the sukkah is going to be. So that makes sense. It's logical to say that we can view that the walls will continue going, covering the area of its internal area where it's covering, with the part of the house which is not kosher for schach. And therefore, we can say that it'll extend because that's the area that it's covering. Regarding the second case of the Mishnah, regarding a courtyard that's surrounded on three sides with these porches, again, that's open towards the chatzar, and it has the covering of the porch. Now, you only have the house, you only have the wall of the house. Now, regarding that case, the mechitza is lavlach sajavidi. Those walls that we want to say they're extending over the porch as if they're part of the wall, if they're less than dalet amos, actually, it's not logical to say that because those walls were not created for the achsadra, for outside of those of the house walls. They were made actually for the interior too, for the house, for the homes that are in the inside. Eim aloi, I would say over there you cannot say that the roof of the achsadra is an extension and the bending of the walls of the homes, because the walls are not meant for the exterior of them. They're actually made for the interior, and hence they cannot be considered walls, at least through the halachic principle of Devin Akuma, for the sukkah that's in the chatzar. So tzricha, that's what you needed the second case, to say even though those walls are actually made for this side, but since they're actually walls and there is the non-kosher schach behir, we could utilize Devin Akuma and say that we view it as if it's for the interior of the chatzar, which is the exterior of the home, and it will be kosher through a Devin Akuma. Now, but v'iyashmin ha'nitarati had, we say only those two cases, mishim desichon schach kashu, because ultimately, that this roof, which we cannot utilize as schach, because it's going to be invalid. Now, they're not intrinsically invalid schach. It's just because of tasav lemin asoy. They're kosher, they grew from the ground, and they're not makabel tumah. But the only thing is, it's tasav lemin asoy because they weren't made for a sukkah. They were made to be a roof to a home or roof for a porch. Now when we're going to make a schach out of this area, either the chatzar or the bayis, we're going to have to say that since it's possible because tasav lemin asoy, we're going to view it as part of the wall. But still, it's a type of kosher schach. So hence, we can utilize it for saying that although it really is a roof, but it'll be somewhere in between that it's kosher schach, but we can't use it as schach. So we'll say that it's an extension of the wall. But regarding the third case of the Mishnah, when you have a large sukkah which was surrounded with something that you cannot use it as schach, which is the sikha schach posel, that you covered it with schach, that it's intrinsically schach posel. Something like metal or something that didn't grow from the ground, something that's makabel tumah. Eim aloi, I would say that there it cannot become kosher through this halachic principle of Devin Akuma, because essentially, it has to be, it is a schach. Ultimately, it's on the roof. But just this medium of then, that moving it over, transitioning it to a wall through Devin Akuma, that's if it's kosher schach. It just, technically, it's not working now, then you'll say. But if it's totally non-kosher schach, metal, how are you going to say that it's going to be kosher? Look up at the roof. It's non-kosher schach, even through the principle of Devin Akuma. Tzricha, that's what I have to say in the third case. Even though the min is a min puzzle for schach, even there, we'll say that, yes, but still, we don't care that it's schach pasul, and even intrinsically schach pasul, because it's not schach, it's actually part of the wall, because we view the wall as if it's bending, coming if it's less than dalet amos, and that's where it's saved in the third case, even if it's schach pasul. Again, these are all different cases, but each one had a special chiddush in illustrating the halacha of Devin Akuma. Now, regarding the topic of our Mishnah, the Gemara brings Amar Rabba. Rabba said, I found the students of the yeshiva of Rav. The Yashiva Karma that they were sitting and saying in the name of Rav as follows. They said, as our Mishnah seems to indicate, Avir Paisel, an ear space of ear in the sukkah will invalidate the entire sukkah, Bishlesha, with just three tvachim. In other words, not only can you not sit underneath that because you're not sitting in schach, but actually the entire sukkah is going to be puzzle if you have a gap of three tvachim of ear space. However, schach, pasel, however, invalid schach, non-kosher schach, will invalidate the entire sukkah, barba, with four tfachim. And that is because of each one is unique in the way, as the Gemara will illustrate this halacha, that in what they are doing to the sukkah. And that is, the sukkah obviously has to have kosher schach, which is surrounded with walls. Now, if you have a gap of space that's more than three tfachim, you can't say love it anymore. Hence, it will then separate wherever it is in the sukkah from the rest of the sukkah, and hence, whichever, let's say you have it in the middle, so it's going to separate one side of the sukkah from the other one, they're going to be missing those walls over there. No matter where it is, it's going to be a gap, so the sukkah is going to be pasul, because it's not going to be attached to the rest of the sukkah, that has to be. Same thing with schach pasul. as we'll see that there's a machlokes regarding what is the measurement, but the students of Rav were saying over in the name of Rav that it's going to be four tefachim, because as we know, four tefachim is always a makam chashuv, which it says that this is a separate area from the rest of the sukkah, because it's schach pasul. Can't combine schach pasul for part of the sukkah. Hence again, we'll do the same thing as ear space, but just ear space is enough with three tefachim, and with schach pasul is going to be with four tefachim, and that will again separate the rest of the sukkah. Now, that's what they were saying over. So, Amin Luano, so Rabbi says that I told them, wait a second. Avrid de Paisel Beshlesha Menalcha, where do you know this idea that ear space will invalidate the sukkah with three tvachim? It's not like Lutna Mishnah. Hirchik es asichach medefana shlesha tvachim psula. If you distance the schach from the walls a distance of three tvachim, then it's going to be possible, as we just explained. But then the question is, schach possible nami loy livsul il ba'arba amas. If your source is our Mishnah, the non-kosher schach, not airspace, but non-kosher schach, should only invalidate with four amis, not the way you're saying it with four tefachim. That's not like not Mishnah. Our Mishnah brought three cases to explain that, and the first one being, bayis shenifchas v'sichich al gabav, if you have a house that the roof caved in the middle, and you put schach on top of it, so the Mishnah told us, im yesh b'nasichich l'kisel, dal an amis pasel. If that non-kosher schach, be it the roof of the house, or be it the roof of the porch, or whichever one it is, only if there's going to be four amis of that roof of the house will the sukkah be non-kosher. If it's less, then it's going to be kosher. So why is saying four tefachim of schach pasul paisel if our Mishnah says only with four amis? But Amri Li, and they told me, this is what Rabbi is still saying over, b'amri nadahi. Besides that, in other words, what you're, the proof you're trying to bring from a Mishnah is not true, because the Rav Shmuel Amri Tavai, they both said in the explanation of our Mishnah, mishum doifin akum nagubo, that there's a different halachic principle that's being used in our Mishnah to say it's going to be kosher up until four amas. Because actually we say that, yes, schach pasul will invalidate with four tefachim. However, that's going to be only in the middle of the sukkah. Because on the end of the sukkah, which is the cases that our Mishnah is talking about, that we're going to say up until four amas, there's not even any schach pasul air at all. Because we're not viewing it as part of the schach, we're viewing it as part of the wall, which is extending over the rest of the sukkah. Now, however, when it's in the middle, you can't say that, oh, it's not part of the roof, it's part of the wall, because since it's more than four amas away, it's not. We can't extend that far. And therefore, as we said before, if you're going to have schach pasul, an area of four tefachim, then that's going to separate from the kosher schachs on either side of it, or the wall, or whatever it is. And as we said, because four tefachim is always considered a makam chashev, a distinct area to create a chatzitza between one part of the sukkah and the rest. So therefore, that don't ask us from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is talking about a different halachic principle. It's talking about on the side, where there you could use Devin Akuma. However, Aminu lo ano, but Rabbi said, I responded to what they said to me, but wait a second. If that's your answer, but ma ilu ikas chach pasul, pachas marboi, so he described to them the following case. What would you tell me if you had schach pasul on the sukkah, less than four tefachim, v'avir, and you had ear space right next to the non-kosher schach, Pachis Mishleisha, now that ear, obviously would be three tefachim itself, would create a problem. But the ear itself was also less than three tefachim. Mai, what would you say regarding such a case? You would say ksheira. It would be kosher because neither one has a requisite shira of invalidating the sukkah, because the ear space is less than three tefachim. And although it's connected to the schach pasul also has less than its shira of four tefachim. Now, however, malye, now let's continue the case, Rabbi saying. If you filled up that measurement of the ear space, that gap, b'shvudin, with metal spits, which is forbidden to use as schach because it's mekabel tuma, and now you would have four tefachim of the schach pasul. Mai, what would you say now? You would say, psula, it'd be pasul, because now you have a chatzitz, you have a separation of four tefachim, like you, your opinions had said just before, that schach pasul pasuls with four tefachim. Now, originally, This is the paradox that Rab is asking them. Originally, when there was ear space, which is more chomer, as we said, the area of chatzitza of ear spaces were three tefachim. Yet still you said that it was kasher. Now, when it became to something more lenient, what you filled it up with, which is schach pasul, which only invalidates with four tefachim, now you're saying that the sukkah will be pasul. But Rab is saying, wait a second. This is going to be problematic based on what you're saying, that the measurements of schach pasul are four tefachim, because what's going to come out in such a case is, but v'lo yehi aver, shouldn't it be that ear space, which is more stringent, as we find how place of b'shleish, it invalidates a sukkah with a gap of just three tefachim. Keschach pasul, shouldn't it be like at least as stringent as non-kosher schach, which is more lenient, as we find Hapaisel that only invalidates a sukkah, barba with four tefachim. And therefore, what's coming out interesting, according to your opinions, is this irrational idea that when you have less than four tefachim of schach pasul, right next to an ear space, which is more stringent than schach pasul, but that will not create a problem of chatzitza, because each one has less, yet you would say that if you filled it up with something less stringent, with the schach pasul, that then you would have four tefachim of schach pasul, that would create a chatzitza. What's going on over here? So, Vamri Li, so Rabbi says that they answered me, they said, wait a second. Yachel didach nami. But wait a second, the same question applies to your opinion. Why are you asking us? The Amr that you say, schach pasul, pasul baba amiz, you learn, because you don't agree to how we're interpreting the Mishnah. You don't hold that the Mishnah that allows the schach pasul up to four amiz is only based on the principle of Dave and Akuma. Rather, you say that's the measurement to invalidate a sukkah, whether it's on the side or even in the middle, it's only going to be with Dalet Hamas. And that's why you're asking, oh, where do you get it from the Mishnah? But the Mishnah says Dalet Hamas. But then you have the same problem with your case, because we could illustrate the same paradox, because Ma'ilu ikas chach pasul, pachis medalet Hamas. If you would have such a case, this is what they're telling Rabbah, with non-kosher chach, less than four Hamas, which again is not a problem according to Rabbah. But right next to it, connected to it, is ear space less than three tefachim. My, what would you say in such a case? Kshera, because each one has less than the requisite shear. Now, but if you filled it up with non-kosher schach, specifically with metal spits, what would you say the halacha would be then? Psula, then it would be possible, because then it will have a shear of four amis. Now, what do you mean? Shouldn't we say that ear space, which invalidates a sukkah with just three tefachim, shouldn't be keschach pasul a place of arba amis? Shouldn't it be more stringent at least than schach pasul, which according to you is such a large share of dalet amis? So why are you asking us this question? The same question applies to you too. Oh, so that, v'amin la, no, Rabbi says, no, so I respond to them that no, hi my, well, how could you compare? That's not going to be a question according to me. It's only according to your opinions that the schach pasul is with four tefachim. Because bishlem l'didida mina arba amis, according to me, that I'm defining the halacha of our Mishnah of schach pasul, that it's only in all situations, only with dalet amis, where the Mishnah says it's possible less than dalet amis is going to be kosher. That is, as we continue on to Amud Beis, mishum shiura v'lav shiuruhu. That's because four amis is the shear, it's a measurement to say that it's pasul. Now, less than that will not have the shear to say that it's pasul. In other words, the reason is not like you're trying to say because of Deif and Akuma. Rather, that's the shear halacha l'maish m'sinai, like all other measurements which are halacha l'maish m'sinai, which we cannot logically try to say one way or the other. That is the shear. Now, hi, the case that you're describing that I asked on you, that you're asking back on me, that is a combination of when you have less than four amas of schach pasul and ear space less than three tvachim, lav shiuruhu. I know, you're telling me logic, that by saying, wait a second, airspace is more chamer, because that's the question I'm asking you, which is a logical question. So you're asking back to me, that wait a second, less than four amas, just a little bit less, and you have less than three tefachim of airspace. Now, that's going to be kosher, so you're asking me back, but why? Why should it be kosher? Shouldn't it be a kavo chamer, that if it would be a problem with schach pasul, if it's airspace, it's more chamer, for sure should be pasul. But lav shiuruhu, ultimately, by me, I'm not saying a logical svara. Since their measurements are not the same, in other words, the halacha l'maish m'sinai dictated that they have different measurements. Airspace is one thing, is three tefachim. Schach pasul is four amis, according to me, Rabbah. And therefore, they cannot combine because they're not related whatsoever. It's not a logical thing. You're right, based on logic, you would say it should be, but they don't share the same measurements. It's different voltage, it's different, just different way that they translate, and you can't combine. But according to you, the students of Rav, Damritu Shir Mishum Haflaga, you were saying a logical thing, and that is, you were basing this psula for tefachim of schach pasul based on gap, and that is because this halacha that you were saying of four tefachim being pasul in the name of your Rebbe Rav, that is not said in our Mishnah regarding schach pasul. Where do you have this logic, this svara, of saying that's possible with four tefachim? Because our Mishnah only talks about four amis, which you're saying that's not really the halacha, that's only on the side because of Deif Nakuma, but where do you get it from then? You must say because of every time we find that a distinct area, makom chashev, is four tefachim, to say that it's its own thing, hence it will separate between other areas. Now, if that's the idea where you're getting it from, and that it's creating chatzitza to be like two different walls on either side, they can't combine, and therefore the sukkah is going to be missing walls or schach karsh or whatever it is. But then the question becomes, mali yispalik b'schach pasul, what is the difference? If we're creating a gap, whether it's non-kosher schach, mali yispalik b'schach pasul v'avra, and then therefore what would be the difference if the gap is being created by non-kosher schach and ear space? And therefore the question does apply to you. And if you're saying that you're saying schach pasul is four tefachim, must be you're saying a logical halacha, it's creating a gap. Now, yes, I understand the schach pasul could only be a gap with four tefachim because it's makam chashiv, but you can't say that. Because if that was the case, then you should say that even if you have less than four tefachim of non-kosher schach, and you have ear space, let's say you have two tefachim, they should combine. Because ultimately, both halachas are just halachas of gap, of saying that there's a separation. Me, that's not true. I'm not saying that. I'm saying nothing to a gap. It's a halacha, halomayshim esin, of shir, of schach pasul. And that's why it's four amas. Where do we find gap of four amas? We don't find that. I'm saying it's halacha mesh v'sina, so it cannot combine with ear space. But based on you, you're obviously saying a logical halacha, then there should be kol shekein, that the ear space should combine, and therefore it shouldn't be less stringent than if you had filled it up with schach pasul, and that was his question on the Tamid Rav. Now, Amalei Abaye, Abaye said to Rabbah, who just said this whole soliloquy, this whole story that he said over, which he had this question that he left on the students of Rav, that ulamar nami. But according to the master, to you, Rabbah, also, you're right. Although you're answering that, you cannot, the question is not difficult on you, because you cannot combine the schach pasul of four ames with the ear space of, let's say, two tefachim to combine, because it's not the same, it's not svar, it's not logic, it's not gap. It's just shiurim. Now, so you can't combine two different shiurim. That's besukkah gedayla. That I understand by a large sukkah. However, besukkah gitana, but by a small sukkah where the measurements are exacting for the minimum shear that a sukkah could be, milo shabbos shirayu, don't they shear the same measurement? And that is by default, you're going to have to say that both the ear space and non-kosher schach would invalidate a sukkah if they both had an area of three tefachim. And the reason would be because once you make it larger than three tefachim, it's no more compatible with the halacha of lavud to say that you would see it as if the kosher schach is touching each other because it's combining. Now, once it leaves that amount, you're not left with the requisite shear of a kosher sukkah, and therefore they should combine because we find that they do share a commonality by the smallest minimum shear. Let's say sukkah katana is to be seven tefachim. If you're going to have an ear space of more than three tefachim. Now, that same thing, halacha, would apply to non-kosher schach too, because although we say that it's four amas generally, according to Rabbah, but in this case, where the sukkah is not even dalet amas, it's just seven tefachim, once you have schach pasul of three tefachim, you already don't have the requisite shear of kosher schach, and you cannot see them combined because it already passes the shear of lavud. So basically, according to you, since they do have a commonality, they should be able to combine because they do have the same shear. So Melissa, Rabbi responded to Abaye, says, no, Hasim, over there, where you're right, that technically they're both going to be invalidated in that small sukkah with a measurement of three tefachim, but that's lav mishum de shabbos shirei l'hadadihu. That's not because they shear in their own intrinsic quality of invalidations of posling a sukkah of the schach posel and of the airspace. That's only ela mishum de lesser l'shiur de sukkahu. It's what they cause, but it's not their own intrinsic quality. It's just that now that you have the non-kosher schach taking up space, which there's no kosher schach there, and similarly with the ear space, you're going to be missing from the seven tefachim of the kosher schach. But it's not a quality that's sheared by them. It's just now what was caused by them, that you don't have the shear of the kosher schach, and therefore you can't say that they're shearing anything. It's just like you're utilizing it for something else, and that's why they can't combine, and that's why Rabbi says it's still not difficult on me, it's only on the students of Rav, that if I say the shear is four amas, you cannot combine that with ear space, and that makes sense, whereas according to them, it should be, and we know the halacha is not like that, that it's only when you have four, the shear of the non-kosher schach by itself, that is going to be invalidating, but according to them, that's four tefachim, it should combine based on the logic of gap, together with the ear space of less than three tefachim. Now, that was the end of that discussion. But now the Gemara asks on one of the assumptions that we were making up until now. The Gemara asks, is it really true that the Gemara was assuming before, that wherever their measurements are not the same, the loimitz darfi, then they do not combine. In other words, what the Gemara was saying, that, oh, if they're different shiurim, okay, then we understand that the question wouldn't be difficult, let's say, unlike Rabba, because they're just different measurements. Although logic would say that one's more chamer, but you can't combine, they just have different measurements. But is that really true that they don't combine? But what's now, we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Kehillim that says, and this Mishnah is talking about the different minimum measurements of different types of garments or kalim, what's the minimum shear, the size of them, that they're able to be mekabel tuma. So it says, habeged, a cloth, shlesha shlesha. That's the smallest. If it's 3x3 tfachim in the area, then if it was designated for reclining purposes, then a zav, who if he sits on something, or if he lays on something, or he steps on something, he'll transmit tuma, will transmit an ava tuma to this cloth. Hasak, regarding a sackcloth which is made out of combed wool from a goat, which is thicker than the cloth. And as Rashi explains it, as we'll find that these halachas are that they go in matters of their consistency, of the fabric, of how thick they are, and the relationship between one type of the other. So this, the one of the from the goat, from the hair goat, is thicker than a cloth. However, it's not as thick as hide, as ur of an animal. So hasak, the sackcloth, is a little bit larger this year. It has to be arba, it has to be 4x4 tfachim for it to be considered a chashav, a kli, to be mekabel tuma. Ha'ur, the hide, has to be even bigger because that's even thicker. Chamisha al chamisha, has to be 5x5 tfachim. And a mapitz, which is the most of all of them, has to be shisha al shisha, a mat made out of reeds, has to be 6x6 tfachim of area to be able to mekabel tuma. Now, that's the Mishnah Masechtas Kehillim. But V'tani Allah, we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah regarding these different types of Kehillim that have different measurements, that they could combine. We find HaBeged V'Hasak, for example, the cloth, which is the thinnest of them all, and the sackcloth. Now, since they're very close in consistency in their material, in how they feel, so and similar regarding the next categories, HaSak V'Oy, regarding a sackcloth, and the hide of an animal, where there also they'll combine, that the sackcloth, which is the more stringent shear, will combine together with the hide, which has the larger shear, to create the shear for the hide. And similarly, ha'ur v'amapetz, regarding the next categories, which is the hide and the reed mats, mitztarf and zemzeh, they will also combine one with the other, which is that the more chamerdiga one, the one that has the lesser shear, will combine with the more lenient one that has the larger shear, and that is if, let's say, the sackcloth doesn't have 4 tfachim, and then it's combined with a cloth, with a beged, which is more stringent, which that will be mekabel tuma even with 3 tfachim, that will combine the sackcloth to go ahead and be mekabel tuma. However, the sackcloth will not complete the beged, the cloth, which is more stringent, because we can't take something more lenient to say that it'll combine with the shear of 3 tfachim for the cloth. Now, that's the Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah. But one thing that we see clearly, which seems to be difficult on the assumption the Gemara was making, that even though these things have different shiurim, they are mitzdarif, they do combine. Now, although maybe it's going to be something that has to be more chomer to combine with this thing that's more lenient, but ultimately, they will combine, and therefore, that should be the same with the ear space, for example, with Rabbah, where the ear space is more chomer, that should be able to combine with the schach pasal of, let's say, being little less than dalet amos. What is the assumption of the Gemara that, oh, the different shiurim, they can't combine? We see clearly over here in the Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah that they could combine, even though they have different shiurim. So now the Gemara says, no, Hasam Kedigtani Taima. There has a distinct reason why. As the Gemara there explains, Amr Reb Shimon, Matam. He says, what is the reason for this? Why do they combine? And he said, Hayo V'ro, since they're fit to actually have the same shiur. Where do they have a common shear, which again is the criteria of saying that it's only if they have the same shear that they combine? Letami Maishav, for the tuma of the when a zav sits on them, kedetnan, like we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Kehillim that says, Hamekatzei Mekulon, if someone cuts out from one of any of these types of materials, tefach al tefach, just a tefach square, that means he makes it into a garment, into a patch, he finishes it off, and even though it's only a tefach squared, Tamei, it will be mekabel tuma, as the Gemara will explain now, because tevach al tevach lamai chazi, what is a tevach squared utilized for? We said that each one needs, let's say, 3 squared, or 4, or 5, or 6. Why would they shear a shear of a tevach? Where do we find that it has utility? V'am Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Moshem Reb Yanai, because Hoyel V'ro Litloi, since it's fit to make a patch out of it, and put it al gabe on top of the saddle of Hachamar, of the donkey, opposite where the person sits, and that's why, even if any one of these materials, you had a tefach squared of it, and you made it distinct for that, it would be mekabel tum already. Now, so therefore, since they do have this, they share a common share, a common measurement of one of the tumas of a zav, which then would make it into an avatuma, which would be in the case of making a patch for the saddle, and therefore they do combine even for other halachas, for example, let's say by the tumah of medris, which although there they do not share the same shear, right? One is 3 squared and one is 4 or 5, but they do have a commonality in one arena of halachas of a tumah of zav, therefore they could combine together, and therefore there's no question regarding the assumption we're making regarding sukkah, because there we don't find that they have any commonality regarding their shiurim. One's 4 amos, let's say, like Rabbi said, and one is going to be 3 tefachim, and therefore they cannot combine, because although we find in the Mishnah, Maseches Me'ilah, that even though they're different measurements, they could combine, that's only because they do have a commonality of shiurim, at least in one arena of the halachas of tumah that they're being discussed with. Now the Gemara says that, Besura Amrila Lahai Shmaita, in Surah, they said this discussion that we just mentioned on the staff, of Rav, that he said that Tzchach Pasal will invalidate a sukkah if it's in the middle of the sukkah with just 4 tefachim, and that Rabbah said, well, it's not 4 tefachim, it's 4 amos. That was Baha'i Lishna. They said it the way we had said it before, that Rabbah encountered the students of Rav, who was saying that it's only 4 tefachim, and he was asking that it should be 4 amos. However, in Narda, the way they said over this discussion, was it wasn't Rav that said it. Rather, it was Amr Rabbi Huda Amr Shmuel. Rabbi Huda had said over the name of Shmuel, and actually it was Rav who argued on Shmuel. They said it as follows. Schach pasel, non-kosher schach, be'emtza pesel barba, in the middle of the sukkah it invalidates if it's just 4 tefachim, as we had explained before, which the first version had it, Rav saying this, that it's a makom chashav on its own, and therefore it separates between the different walls, and therefore the walls will not support the kosher schach that's beyond the schach pasel, and therefore it looks like 2 different sukkahs, because it's its own distinct area when it's 4 tefachim. Menatzad pesel barba amos, but if it's this non-kosher schach is all the way by the wall, then it will only invalidate if it's 4 amos or more, because less than 4 amos will be kosher, as we said before, because we won't even see it as schach pasel, we'll actually see it as an extension of the wall. Again, obviously, that unless if you have a requisite shear of a kosher sukkah in the middle, meaning beyond that schach pasel of less than 4 amos, but obviously if it's going to be 4 amos or more, it's going to be pasel, because of you can't say deif nakuma if it's more than 4 amos. That was what Shmuel said. Again, what in the first version was Rav. Now, Rav Amar, he argues, which was what Rabbah had said in the first version, that no, Beim Enatzad, Beim Be'emtza, whether the Schach Pasel is on the side, meaning attached to the wall, or in the middle of the Sukkah, it's only going to invalidate Be'am Amis with 4 Amis, because, as Rabbah had explained, his logic was because it's just a measurement. And that's the Halacha Meshem Hussein, nothing to do with gaps, and that's only with 4 Amis. Now, the Gemara asks on Shmuel that Tznan, we learned in a previous Mishnah, we said that if one puts a board on a sukkah that's 4 tefachim wide, the sukkah is going to be kosher. Now, the Gemara assumes now in its question, when it's asking on Shmuel, that we're, and again, Shmuel is saying what Rav had said in the first version, that it's only pasul with 4 amos on the side, but in the middle of the sukkah it will be pasul even with 4 tefachim. So the Gemara is assuming now that this board of 4 tefachim that we said in the previous Mishnah that the sukkah will be kosher is even if you put it in the middle of the sukkah. So the Gemara asks, Bishlemel Rav, we can understand Rav again in the second version, which is like Rabbah from the first version. Dama that he says, Beim Be'emtza, Beim Menatzad, Ba'arba Amos, that schach pasul is only pasul if it's at least 4 amos, no matter where it is on the sukkah. So we can understand why the sukkah that the previous Mishnah explained is going to be kosher with a board of 4 tefachim, because it's not schach pasul. It's only schach pasul when it takes up an area at least of 4 amos. But according to Shmuel, the Amar be'emtza barba, that he said that schach pasul will invalidate the sukkah. It will be a gap. It will separate the parts of the sukkah. If it's only 4 tefachim, so Mike Shera, why is the sukkah kosher if you have this board of 4 tefachim in the middle of the sukkah? But that is invalid, and hence it has the requisite shear of a schach pasul invalidating. And why would it be a kosher sukkah? So that the Gemara answers, my skin minatzad. What that Mishnah was talking about was actually you put that board of 4 tefachim on the side where you could say defenakum up to 4 amos, and that's where it's kosher. But you're right, if it was in the middle, it would be pasul. Tashma, again, the Gemara continues asking on this opinion. that we learned in the Braisa, Shnei Sadina Mitzdarfin, two curtains combine for the shear, for the measurement of being Yischach Pasul, which invalidates a sukkah, because there are things that are, they're kalim that are makabel kama. Hence, if they have the requisite shear of Yischach Pasul, they would combine, if they're side by side, to invalidate the sukkah. Shnei Nisarim, Eimen Starfen. However, if they're two boards, they do not combine to invalidate the sukkah because of what's called the Gezeris Tikra, which does not allow us to use boards that are a certain size, because then people are going to confuse that it looks just like a house. Now, even if the entire sukkah is covered with these boards, the sukkah is going to be kosher, and they do not combine to invalidate the sukkah. And that's because this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who he holds actually you're allowed to go ahead and cover a sukkah with boards. He does not have the problem of Gezeris Tikra. So he holds that they do not combine. Remeir, I'm in the storm, Kesadina, whereas Remeir argues and he says that the boards are like the curtains and that they do combine to make the Shia of Schach possible to invalidate the Sukkah, because Remeir is concerned about Zeir's Tikra. Hence, it's just like curtains, and therefore they would combine to invalidate the Sukkah. Now, the Gemara says, Bishlem alach lishna dama Rav. We can understand this Brisa according to the second version of Rav, that he said, Bein be'emtza be'im atzad barba ames, that he said that no, Schach possible will only invalidate a Sukkah if it's at least four amos, no matter where it is. Now, as Rashi explains, the Gemara assumes right now that we're talking about that it's in the middle. Now, the problem is, according to Rav, as we explained in the previous daf, he has to explain that these boards that Remeir and Yehuda are arguing about in this Braisa are boards that are four tefachim wide. And the reason is because Rav had already explained in the previous daf that the whole machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Remeir is only by boards that are four tefachim wide. And that is because less than that, he said, everyone agrees that there would be no Gezeris Tikra. Now, Remeir goes according to the opinion that is explained in the previous Mishnah, that holds you now go ahead and cover a sukkah with boards that are four tefachim wide. Hence, you have Schach Pasul. So the question then becomes, my mitzdarfin, according to Rav, what would Remeir be saying that they're going to be combining Mitzdarfin lo Dalad Amis? So we can say that they're going to be combining for the shear of Schach Pasul, which is Dalad Amis. In other words, it makes sense, according to the second version of Rav, where although that there's Schach Pasul only with four tefachim, but since the shear of Schach Pasul is only with Dalad Amis, so when he says that they combine to make the shear of Dalad Amis, no matter where it is on the sukkah. But El Hach Lishon Dama Rav, but according to the first version of Rav, where he said, Be'emtza Ba'arba, that in the middle of the sukkah, the sukkah will even be possible with Schach Pasul, even if it's just four tefachim. And therefore, then the question then becomes that when Remeir says that they combine, hey chidami, what does that mean? When do you have a case of that you have to combine these boards that are four tefachim wide? And that is, idis budal, if they're four tefachim wide, lamalutz terufi. Why didn't you combine them? They already have a share of Schach Pasul, again, according to the first version of Rav. And need a less buhudalid, and if you're going to say that they're less than four tefachim wide, and that's why you would still need to combine them because it doesn't have the requisite shavim and dal tefachim. But kanya ba'almaninu, they're just like sticks, like regular schach, like if you put up bamboo sticks. Because as Rav had explained in the previous on the previous sugya, that boards that are not four tefachim wide, everyone agrees would be kosher, even Reb Meir. And therefore, the question then becomes, according to Rav, if you hold like the second version of Rav, that it's only with Dalad Amis, it would make sense that Remeir, who's saying that they have to combine, and that's the only way that these boards, who he holds that they are possible because of Gezeris Tikra, would combine to Dalad Amis, because although they're possible with Dalad Fachim, that's not the sheer of, again, although it's Schach Pasul, like using metal, but it will not invalidate a sukkah up until you have a combination of Schach Pasul of four Amis. So that makes sense. But according to the other version of Rav, the first version, that it's going to be possible even with Dalad Fachim, now, the boards themselves do not become like metal, like Schach Pasul, unless they are applicable for the Gezeris of Tikra, which Rav had explained, not like Shmuel in the previous sugya, that's only with Dal Tfachim. So it's already Dal Tfachim, so it's already Pasul. So what do you need to combine it with any other boards? As Rashi explains, this question would not be on Shmuel, because Shmuel, the Shitasai, according to his opinion mentioned on that previous sugya, he says that boards that are not four tefachim, that's where the machlokes is. And therefore, he would say that this, that Remeir is saying that it's pasul, are talking about boards that are not four tefachim. And hence, when Remeir says that he combined, it would be combining to Shia four tefachim. Therefore, according to him, you can't ask, but they're just kanda ba'amah, they're just sticks. It's not true. Even less than four tefachim, as long as they're at least three tefachim, Remeir holds that they would be applicable for Gezeris Tikra. But according to Rav, what are you combining for? It's already four tefachim, and if it's not four tefachim, then why is it possible even to combine? It's like regular bamboo sticks. You're not going to combine them to be a psul of schach pasul. So the Gemara answers, lo'olam de'isbar ba. Truthfully, they're already four tefachim. So what do you have to combine if already four Tvachim itself, according to that opinion of Rav in the first version, is already going to validate the Sukkah? Mitztarfen laba amas min atzad. They'll combine to a share of four amas from the side, again, as we said in the previous teretz of the Gemara, where we're talking about on the side, where even Schach Pasul, according to the first version of Rav, would not invalidate only if there's at least four amas, because you would say Deif and Akuma, and that's what we're saying, but they will combine if they then extend more than four amas. They will be mitzdarf, where although it's already schach pasul, but on the side, that's only with dalad amas. Tashma, again, the Gemara continues trying to bring a proof. We learned in the Braisa, sicha ben esaron shel eres sheyesh ben dalad. If one covers a sukkah with schach of boards made out of cedar that are four tefachim wide, diri hakol b'sula. Here, everyone agrees that's going to be pasul, which, we brought in the previous daf, that seems to support Shmuel, who says that more than four tefachim, that's going to be pasul. Again, not like the way Rav had said that the machlekes is only one of four. Ein ben dal, if it's not four tefachim, that's where the machlekes is. Remeir Paisley says pasul, because although it's less than four tefachim, but it's, as the Gemara had explained there and qualified Shmuel's statement, it's more than three tefachim. So he holds that that would be a problem of Gzeiris Tikra. Rabbi Yehuda Machshav, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's going to be kosher. He's not concerned with Gzeiris Tikra less than four tefachim, only more than four tefachim. Now we continue on top of Yud Chesem and Aleph. However, Umaydra Meir, Meir agrees, and that is all the cases where he says that they're going to be Pasul Schach, even the case where it's going to be four Tfachim, where again everyone agrees that it's going to be Schach Pasul because of Gzeiris Tikra, but he does agree, Shem Yesh Bein Neser LeNeser Kumlein Neser, that if between every board, which again we're conceptualizing it as Schach Pasul, like it was metal, because it's four Tfachim and that's a problem like Gzeiris Tikra, or even less than four tefachim, let's say of three tefachim and on, with a schach pasul, if in between all these boards, you put in that space, shemanich pesel b'neim, you put in kosher schach in that space, ukshera, then the sukkah will be kosher. Now the Gemara asks the question. Bishlam l'man dama, this is very well according to, let's say, the second version of Rav, where you say, bein be'emtza, bein min atzad b'dalad amas, that whether the schach pasul is in the middle or at the end, it's always only going to invalidate the sukkah if it's four amas. That's why we could understand that the sukkah will be kosher, because you never have in one space the non-kosher schach of four amas, and they only create an invalidation in the sukkah to create a separation, let's say, of the kosher schachs if they're four amas, and they're less than four amas. It's just, let's say, four tefachim or three tefachim. But according to the, let's say, the first version of Rav, where the schach pasul will invalidate a sukkah, even if it's just four tefachim, amai kshera. Why is the sukkah going to be kosher in such a case? It doesn't make sense. In other words, although you're having between every board, you're going to have kosher schach, but what does that help? You cannot utilize over here the principle of deif and akuma, because it's every other one that you're going to have schach pasul, schach kosher, schach pasul, schach kosher. You have exactly the same amount. Now, if it's a very large sukkah, those boards that are beyond four amas should invalidate the sukkah, because you can't use any more deif and akuma. They're beyond dalet amas. And just by being four tefachim, it already separates the kosher schachs from each other. So how would we explain this braisa according to the first version of Rav that says the schach is going to be pasul with just four tefachim of schach pasul? And here we're talking about nisarim of four tefachim. So Amar Rav Hunbrei, the Rishua Hacha is talking about a very unique case. Actually, we're talking about besukah deleihavi elishmeinim mitzumtzamei saskinim. We're talking about that it's exactly, the area of the sukkah is exactly eight amas. Now, not less and not more, which makes for a total of 48 tefachim. Now, what we're talking about here is, when we said that you have a board, kosher schach, is that you started from both ends. And v'yov neser, you first put a board touching the wall, upesel, and then you put kosher schach, v'neser, upesel, v'neser, upesel. You keep on going. Board, which is not kosher, pesel, which is the kosher schach, because it's called like from Peselis Gurin Vyek, which is the kosher schach, mihagi. So you do that from one side, which is going to be for a total area of 24 tefachim, which you made the schach up until the middle. You came from one side. Then you go ahead and you start that same process from the other side of the sukkah, and you do the same thing. You do v'neser or pesel, a board and kosher schach, v'neser, pesel, v'neser, pesel, mihagi on the other side. Now, if you do that, what you end up with is the havil hu shnei psalm be'emtza. You end up that the two kosher schachs of four tefachim, you end up with that amount in the middle. Ve'ikah hechsher sukkah be'emtza. And hence, you end up with a kosher sukkah in the middle, because you have eight tefachim of the four tefachims of kosher schach, which are touching each other in the middle. Therefore, they're going to be kosher through those two psalm, because now you can't sleep underneath any of the boards, because what's happening is, although you can't sleep underneath them, but the sukkah will not become invalidated through them. Because although we said that when they're in the middle, it's going to be possible with four tefachim, but we're not viewing them as the middle, because it's exactly a sukkah that's eight amas, and we're going to have deifan akuma up until the two middle kosher schachs in the middle, which, since it's less than four amas on either side, you could utilize the principle of deifan akuma, and hence you will only have eight tefachim, which the minimum shear of a sukkah is a little bit more than seven tefachim. You'll have that in the eight tefachim right there in the middle. Now, however, Rashi does ask a question, and that he says, although that will work for when the boards are four tefachim, which according to everyone in that brisa will be, even Reb Meir Behuda will be pasul of the Gezeiras Tikra, but however, Reb Meir holds that a sukkah will be problematic with boards even when they're not four tefachim, even when they're just three tefachim. So then the problem becomes is that if, let's say, you have this halacha of board, kosher schach, let's say they're just three tefachim, the boards. Now, the boards will still be considered pasul schach. However, you will not end up with this protocol of non-kosher schach, kosher schach, non-kosher schach, kosher schach. In the middle, you're just going to have those two pesalim, those two kosher schachs of three tefachim and three tefachim, which is six tefachim, which will not be a kosher sukkah. How will that work out? The Gemara's teretz will not work for such a case. So that Rashi answers, actually, such a case, the whole entire sukkah will be kosher, even underneath the boards, because you won't have four tefachim of non-kosher schach in one place, because this that Reb Meir said it's puzzle of three tefachim of Gezeiras Tikra is only if at least there's two touching each other, will they'll combine. That he said that the nesarim are mitztarfim, which they'll combine to the share of four tefachim. So although, yes, it's considered schach puzzle by just being three tefachim, but however, it does not combine to make four tefachim, which is, that's the only way that four tefachim will be the halacha, at least that we're going in the first version of Rav, to separate the parts of this kosher schach, only if it has four tefachim, and here you're not, because you have three tefachim, three tefachim, three tefachim, never having the three tefachim of non-kosher schach touching each other, and therefore they're actually under the entire sukkah, one won't be able to sleep and utilize it, because there's no one space of four tefachim to say that it's chaitzit between the kosher schach.